It was 1:45 on the sunny afternoon of Tuesday, April 23rd, 1968, when the leader of the Students for a Democratic Society, Mark Rudd, marched into Hamilton Hall, the chief classroom building of the all-male Columbia College and home of the dean and admission offices. He was followed by a group of 400 Columbia students, many of them members of the Student Afro-American Society.
They all were after the man, as they called Columbia College acting dean Henry Coleman.